KSL's top story this hour, Salt Lake City's incoming mayor is going to get some transition money after all. The Salt Lake City Council reversed itself. Our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote begins now with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Brian, Jackie Biskupski wanted $25,000 in transition funding, and at first the Salt Lake City Council did not support that. But last night they decided to pay her and two staffers 50% salary from Election Day to Inauguration Day. The final vote is next Tuesday. Apparently they did not like hearing that Biskupski was asking for private donations for such transition funds. Now this is all happening a day after Biskupski asked for resignation letters from most of the city department heads. The city council, of course, not appointed by the mayor. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Salt Lake City's incoming mayor is going to get some money after all for the transition period. City council members changed their minds. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote. Mary?
Brian, the city council had said that transition funding had not been given before and they'd have to discuss it during annual budget talks. But then Jackie Biskupski said she'd start seeking private funding. So the city council has decided to pay for the transition. She wanted $25,000. It should pay her, a chief of staff, and other staffer 50% salary from November to the beginning of January. Biskupski has already been busy requesting resignation letters from almost every city department head. By the way, five of the city council members had backed Becker over Biskupski. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.